Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Blood in a Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Gris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R. Oh, just gonna skip right past you there. Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadow Art, Cyrendon, The Necromancer Forever, Doc Holliday, Corey, Robert T. Jason K, Dicky Lopez, Bobson Dugnut, Ricky Ropebridge, Alex K, Doma Alaka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Fig Deer, Zach S, Jimmy H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Firedown, M54 Ewaz, Jameson S, Eric R, plus 2 Vorpal Salmon of Whack. King, I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, Hard, Witch Hunter, Jeremy D, Matthew M, Scott E, Progeny of Cthulhuin, Liz Giggles, Calistria Specialty, Brandon K, Gringus Maximus, Andrew G, Ebb and Flames, Booming Thunder, Henry, A School of Fish, Ice and Jam, and Chris W. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of session 49. We head into the small hamlet of Thornhearth. We gather some info and learn that Iron Tavia was here a while ago. It confirms what we suspected. The villagers are distraught by their missing benefactor and are all starving to death. Lucan takes some time to lie to them and get them working and eating again. We get a key to the benefactor's estate from one of the citizens for some reason. Lucan makes him mayor. We go to the estate and let ourselves in. It's not long before a haunt starts fucking with us. It hurts, and we shut the door on it and regroup. We heal up and move into a kitchen dining room thing where it seems more nonsense is about to occur.
So is there an actual enemy that shows up or not till after we start?
I just want to get everybody's numbers on the board.
Well, I've got that battle cry, so if there's like an actual thing there, I could attempt to demoralize it.
Ah.
At the top.
Like, yeah.
Initiative.
There will be, yes. Violence is always an option.
Especially with this group.
This is a haunt, and I'm going to do this one just a little bit differently because you guys are rolling into this with, like, everybody's at the edge feeling it. None of you had technically triggered this thing, like, in its full force. So with all of you kind of bearing down with your senses and these powerful auras that you've developed over the last, gosh, almost maybe a year now of adventuring, you actually begin to drain the haunt before it even manifests.
Ha! Ha!
And what you see is
a penis.
At the northern end of the mahogany table, you see the same handsome man, handsome, well-dressed man that you saw in the sitting room fleeing down the stairs yelling Tavia. And on the southern end of the mahogany table on the other side, you see a large cloaked figure that is hunched over, and you see claws and metal protuberances coming out of arms and those sunken, sullen features that you recognize as Iron Tavia's features.
Ooh.
Iron Tavia stands up, the high back chair tipping over, and she breaks the leg of the chair and leaps the 30-foot distance from the southern end of the mahogany table all the way to the northern end, where you and the handsome spectral man are standing. And that's where we start with our initiative. Arius reacts first.
I fuck it up.
Battle cry says you can yell a mighty battle cry and demoralize an observed foe as a free action when I roll initiative. I get a 33.
A 33 is a success.
Okay, it becomes frightened one.
A frightened bear trap.
So where is this thing at? It's actually where the bear trap is?
No, that's not actually where it's at. That's just where the token for it is. It's actually manifesting right in front of you. Tavia is leaping at the well-dressed, handsome man at the northern end where you're all standing. Technically, we're Lucan standing, so...
So the well-dressed, handsome man is the guy that fucked us up in the other room with the ghost.
Correct.
No, it's me.
Yeah, it's Iron
He was yelling Tavia.
Tavia!
I kind of just want to watch and see how it plays out. Guys, recommendations? Do I just start swinging or should I delay and see what happens?
I mean, you're Arius. I assume you just start swinging.
All right. I start swinging.
So anyway, I started swinging.
He talked me into it. 24 to hit.
24 misses.
17 to hit.
Nope.
17 to hit.
That will not do it.
There we go.
Arius steps up and swipes expertly three times at the spectral shape of Iron Tavia leaping across the mahogany table, and she phases out and it slashes through a few. The last one you see, she deliberately dodges. That takes us over to Lucan. It's your turn.
I don't know. What kind of check can I make on this to understand it better?
Religion or occult?
All right. I will try. I'll start with a religion check. We'll give it a shot.
Don't we have to be expert?
Expert and for it to drain energy from it. If you want to just learn more about it, you can just make
it. Oh, yeah. I just want to learn more about it.
Or you could do that.
Nope. Not one.
I have no interest in knowing anything about this.
Oh, Jesus H. Does anybody have any good ideas that you shout out?
Let Kix do his occultism checks.
I back away. I just fucking back away from it. That's all I can do. I'm done.
Okay. Then after Lucan, Shara?
Yeah, Shara will do her normal stuff. We'll attempt to go into Dread Marshal stance. Roll a 3.
That'll and fail your DC so, by level, yeah.
Yep, that's going to fail. So I do not go into Dread Marshal stance at this time. It's not a critical failure, so I can attempt again next turn, but I can't now. I guess I swing at it twice.
All right.
Actually, I'll swing at it once.
Nice.
36 to hit.
A 36? You have a magical comma that you're striking with, right?
It's plus one striking, yes.
Got it. Just as Iron Tavia is about to pass through or even connect with and attack Kix, who's right at the end of the table, you rip your comma through her form and you can see it slash through.
So right in front of Kix.
Right in front of Kix. Yeah. Okay. And then that's when you cut through it. That's what I was trying to say.
So do I roll damage or is it like a set thing or?
Yeah, go ahead and roll damage.
14.
Okay.
And then third action as normal, I will raise my shield.
Okay. Now, the comma passes through and you feel resistance through it, much unlike Arius when Arius' cut just kind of, you know, phased through it. She phased through the greatsword. For you, you feel the resistance as though you're cutting into it. You can see the ghostly form shift and eddy with your swipe, but it doesn't look like it does anything to it. But know that you can affect it with your weapons.
Okay.
After Shara, the ghostly form of Tavia screams. And as she does, I need everyone in the room to give me a will save.
I don't wanna.
You're gonna do it anyways.
Bitch!
Is it mind affecting? I mean, is it a spell?
Yes, it is mental.
I would say it must be mental because my stuff is triggering.
Is it a spell?
But it's not a spell, it doesn't look like.
It's not a spell?
Not a spell, correct.
One of these days I'll get to use that feat. But I got a 29.
Okay. Arius, what'd you get?
Jesus.
All right. Arius gets a 34.
So that's a success. What about Lucan?
Both Lucan and Sundricker fail.
Fail. Kix got a 29. That is a success. Shara, what'd you get?
Shara gets a 25 and critically fails.
That normally fails. Why does it critically fail on a 25?
Because I've conceded mindset. If you succeed at a save against a mental effect, you critically succeed instead. And if you fail against a mental effect, you critically fail instead.
Oh.
What a silly thing.
That's fun. I like that.
That is super interesting. Okay.
But I do get a plus two against mental. This is the first time this has been an issue.
Okay. So that means you critically fail.
It's specifically against mental effects, so it's never been an issue.
Got it. Interesting. Well, the effect of this one is mental damage. So 18 for those of you who failed, half of that, 9 for those of you who succeeded, and Shara, take double.
Awesome.
For those of you who also failed, Sundrinker and Lucan now all have persistent mental damage that they will be taking. So all of that is the mental damage that you're taking from her anger, that eruption as the fight begins. And she lands on the other side of the table, right next to the ghostly image of that man you keep seeing, and swipes at it with the stake that she's created or improvised from the chair leg. He dodges out of the way, and then she claws at him. And as she claws at him, another spectral hand swipes at Arius.
No. Refuse.
Does a 29 hit Arius?
Maybe. Yeah, it does.
All right. Then you'll take 21 points of damage, some of it mental. So yeah, she swipes through you, and as her spectral ghost claws pass through you, you can feel it damage not your physical being, but your mental state.
Tyler, I don't know if you know this, but my mental state's not the most stable. Maybe applying persistent damage on that, poor choice.
Literally attacking your mental state right now. Sorry. You okay, buddy? You need to talk?
I need a minute.
Need a minute. Okay, all right, that's fair.
If it acts like a creature, it should continue to be frightened since it is within 15 feet of me.
It does, and that would, yes. Good call out. That was Ghost Tavia's turn. She only got one action as opposed to three because of your scrutinizing of the haunt before combat, and that is from both Arius and Kix. You actually drained some of its power before this even started. Speaking of Kix, bottom round one, it's your turn.
I will take my free action of automatic knowledge and roll a occultism check on the thingy bob. The iron. Oh, it was so close. I got a 20.
Dirty 20. That is a failure. You don't learn anything additional from other than what you already have.
I can't remember. Can you not do another one? Or can you?
Oh, I don't know why you rolled the dice. Automatic knowledge makes you use the assurance total.
Oh, all right. 28 then? Does that do any better? I forgot that.
Yeah, 28 actually does what you need. That makes it a success. A 28 lets you know that this is the spectral energy that's residual from this fight. It is a very high emotion fight. There's a lot of fear and a lot of anger and confusion in this room right now. If you actually focus your energy and try to just drain that mental energy with your power, you might be able to put this thing at rest. Not with religious power, but with emotional dampening.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm so emotional. Like via spells or via like more checks?
Another occultism check specifically to disable the haunt. Two actions.
I will attempt to disable the haunt using occultism. Two checks. 34.
34 is a success. Among Iron Tavia's screams, Kix disables the haunt. Do you want to describe that for me? I'll give you here a point.
Yeah, I scream at it really loud.
Kix screams at it.
I inhale it Kirby style. Just like Jeb did so long ago.
One of my favorite episode titles, Jeb Sucks.
Not titled that way for the reason you'd think.
Exactly, that's why it's so good.
More like Jeb Kirby's.
Congratulations, you've...
That's it, it's gone?
Disabled it, it's gone.
Hell yeah.
It's done.
With his knowledge check, does he know that it's gone, or is it just, like, disabled for, like, a day?
Disabled until it resets. Actually, Spencer, with a 34, you would know that it would reset at the next moonrise at full strength.
Oh, shit. Let's not be here in the next moonrise.
Do we know any way to, like, completely shut it down?
Destroying it? No. You're not certain. But all of this spiritual energy so far that you've come across, whether in the sitting room or in the dining room here, has all been from the owner of this estate's encounter with Iron Tavia. It seems pretty clear now.
Okay. I think we get the hell out of this room. Actually, I guess we could heal again. I need a little bit of healing.
Now you know you have to finish up before moonrise.
What time of day is it?
Right now, because of Seldig's weird-ass hours, it's like 3 p.m. Still not used to it.
Fucking Seldig.
Well, we still gotta figure... Well, yeah. I guess let's search the rest of these rooms then. Did we search this room? Did Arya search this room?
Correct.
Up to the right? Okay, he did. Okay.
Well, he searched the main room. I was the only one that searched the kitchen.
Okay. Kitchen. Oh, yes. That is obviously a kitchen.
I look in the kitchen.
I'll also look in the kitchen. I'm there anyway.
Can we spend another 10 minutes and heal again? I'm down 36 hit points.
Sure. Spend another 10.
Yeah, it's definitely a kitchen.
Yeah, that with those checks, that's a kitchen. DC 20, succeed.
You have ward medic?
I do. I've got it all now. Spend 10 minutes. Everybody who wants it, heals 13.
It's better than nothing. I'll take part of that.
Yeah. Could use a little more now, because I'm still down more.
All right. Can we take 20 minutes? Does anything happen if we take another 10?
Not at all.
Sounds like as long as we aren't still here in the moon.
Then I do not hit my DC 20 on that second 10 minutes. All right. Sorry. Do it again.
We're down to just 10 minutes now, though, instead of hours. So this is not nearly as inconvenient as it used to be. From a time-taking perspective, at least.
Right.
Sometimes I go back and listen to some of those old ones, and it's just... We're super fucking salty about how many hours it takes to heal after one fucking encounter because of a few bad D20s.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Yeah, because, yeah, it's an hour per...
Yep. There's another 21 for whoever needs it. I'm only down 4.
I'm only down 2, so I'm good.
All right, cool. Rocking on. Let's figure out what the fuck we're going to do as a battle plan for this fucking room that we couldn't fucking do last time.
There's one other area on this floor that you've yet to explore. Just a heads up.
Sundrica takes a look. Oh, it's a staircase. Okay.
There is?
Yeah, it's over here.
In the hallway forward and moving to the right, you see this hallway where there's colorful old banners that line the hall. And there's a round tower. You saw it from the outside. It was here. It was clearly here. There's this wide spiral staircase that leads upstairs. And coats of arms and weapon stands give the landing a very military atmosphere. Sundrinker passes through the hall, checking things out, sees it's a staircase. There's a suit of armor sitting on an armor stand at the base of the stairs. Arius doesn't get that far, though. Arius gets right in front of the second tapestry. Hanging in the hallway to the left. And Arius, you go to move past it. You've seen military coats of arms. It's not a big deal. You know, you've seen them before. But you turn to the left and stare at this one. And you just stare at it. And your mind...
I knew we should have kept that fucking blindfold on.
Your mind flashes back. You hear hoofbeats in muddy ground trampling across a battlefield. The sound of metal clanging on metal and flesh and bone ripping and being sundered. There is death going on all around you. And you see this standard flying over a battalion that your soldiers are decimating. For the next 5 minutes, Arius is fighting an age-old war in his head.
I feel like that's just constantly happening all the time anyway.
This one is actually, he's not here right now. He's back there.
No, I still, just like, I just feel like that's just Arius's head.
Wait, so I'm in the middle of a battlefield and I gotta do combat the rest of the night? Just me?
No, not quite. Not quite. Can't shove everybody else out so you and I can play RPG Simulator over Foundry.
Good.
We could. Alright, Dead Man, stop flirting with each other.
But we could.
There's a stairwell leading up, though.
It's a nice armor when I come around the corner.
It actually is. It's really nice. It's a very nice set of... Well, it's a breastplate, actually. Very similar to yours, not necessarily in motif or design. This one has a thorny rosebush motif on it.
Ew. I ignore it.
Sounds like something Lucan would like.
I do quite like that.
An old breastplate with a motif of thorny roses is here.
Why take it? Well, Sundrinker takes it. We'll find a use for that. Give me a nice decoration.
It's magical.
Ooh, it's magical.
It might be haunted.
Well, I'm not putting it on. I don't wear armor. It'll be a nice decoration. And particularly if it's haunted.
As you're passing through Lucan to get Sundragon to pick it up, you see one of these banners here, and there's this really, really gorgeous gold thread banner that's in here. It would seem to be a coat of arms. And when you see it, I want you to give me a society check.
Gotst it. I get a 24.
You actually recognize that banner. You were doing some research before coming to Geb, and you were reading up on some of the great factions. You saw this standard in a section with describing celebrants and celebrant adjacent factions and armies that are associated with the celebrants. Not to mention, this is a really nice banner. The gold thread is real. This thing would be worth 300 gold easy, just for the craftsmanship alone.
I take it. Maybe I'll give it to the celebrants as, like, you know, something. No, I'll probably just keep it.
And then are you guys going to try to identify the breastplate right now or not bother?
Yeah, I'll give it a quick identification.
Yeah, so he's got quick identification.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about that. Yeah, go ahead.
No reason not to just give it a shot. Yeah, I got it. Nat 20.
Yeah, nat 20. This is a +1 resilient breastplate.
Do you have that yet, Arius?
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Shara?
I have +1 resilient full plate, so I'm good.
Nice. That's right, you're a heavy armor. Okay. Yeah, we'll just take it, throw it in the bag.
The heaviest. As shown by my 20-foot movement speed.
And your stupid AC.
Yes.
Which I love. I'm very glad that you were able to find a way to make a character in 2E with stupid AC.
And I love that it's the champion. How appropriate.
Spencer still hates champions.
All right. You see the stairwell going up. Do you travel up?
No, we got to deal with this other haunt.
No, it's just a flashback. I don't think it's an actual haunt. Or are you talking about the other haunt?
I'm talking about the one that kicked our asses last time. We're going to create like a plan where we like open it up and then somebody dives in there and like hits the lever and shit.
We'll just come back to it. It's fine.
We don't know there's a lever there.
We didn't know that. Oh, that was never mind. All right, fine.
No one made it far enough in to see the lever.
Up the stairs, then.
Is that the decision? Then we're going up the stairs.
Yeah, let's go up the stairs. Not sure if Arius or Chera goes first or side by side. If it's wide enough, I don't know.
It actually is wide enough for two of you to walk abreast.
We walk with our breasts next to each other.
Hmm. He said breast.
You know it.
Is that a brassiere I see?
Ah, yes. Yeah. My old enemy.
It's for the abreast.
So, to Arius and Shara walking up side by side?
Sure.
Yep.
That way we can both get hit by the trap.
At the top of the tower is a large study. A very large study, in fact. There's a writing desk in the middle, and the walls are completely lined with books. Except for the spot at the eastern end where the mantle and fireplace is. This is the only room so far you've seen with windows. There are two of them, though there are heavy curtains blocking out the light from outside. Thousands of books are not only on the shelves, but
piled all over the floors.
Seems like something that would take a while to go through.
That doesn't sound like something I want to do.
I will make my way up there. Does everybody else enter the room?
Yeah. I had to have at least entered the room to find out what it looked like.
I want to hide in this thing.
I know this is a huge fucking mistake, but I'm throwing a perception roll out there. I got a 33. Fuck. What do I find?
What did I find? Oh, no.
Oh, no. I rolled a fucking 18. Just kill me, okay?
Arius, you look closely. You study the area. You feel for spiritual residual energy without even thinking about it. You even stop yourself halfway through, but you got enough of a look. There's nothing like that up here. At all.
Thank God. Did I find some good loot?
Oh, no. That perception check was you checking to make sure everything was fine, and everything's fine. I'm just kidding. Is everybody else searching the room as well?
Yeah, well, I'm at least detecting magic.
Detecting magic, you do not detect any magic in the room. As you're looking through, you see that the majority of the books that are stacked here, there's a few different categories, but a lot of them are military history, and it's a lot of military history between Geb and Nex. In fact, you think that this is just, if it's not a comprehensive collection of the known history between the war, of the war between Geb and Nex, it's close, right? There's a lot here. Among the titles, there are a few military fictional sections that you see, as well as a large amount of literature on agriculture. While you're searching through the books, Arius, you find stacked between two books, on one of the books on the ground, is a folded up piece of paper. You find this. So, you guys, you got the handout of the blueprints, right?
Yes, we see blueprints. It looks as though there's another room up here that we can't find.
That is not true.
Oh, that... Oh,
it's lying to me?
Is that just the down below?
That's the ceiling of the dining room is so tall that it takes up what would be like the second story of this room.
It's a vaulted ceiling, okay.
Vaulted ceiling.
So then it would show us the secret door that we already found downstairs in the drawing room.
Essentially.
I throw it on the ground.
Not on the bookshelves or stacked on the floor. On the desk, next to a pen. Quilled pen on the next winning star. It's a leather-bound, buckled, like leather strap book. It's like a very large ledger.
I go through it a bit.
As you're looking through it, Lucan, you see it's all handwritten. There are hundreds of entries, and they all use the same basic format. There's a name, birth date, death date, and cause of death. Most often, you're seeing causes of death like natural, other, or carelessness in feeding.
Blah, blah, Baratheon, brown hair. Blah, 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 Baratheon, brown hair. Blah, 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 Baratheon, brown hair.
Is this just like a ledger of all the citizens of town?
You picked up Akui and Soama's names before getting here, so if you flip toward the end of the ledger, you see them here. You see their birth dates, and the death dates are blank.
Gotcha, so it's just him keeping a ledger of all of his subjects that he's fed on. I just take a look back at the beginning. How long has he been doing this?
It goes back 260 years.
Brilliant. This guy's brilliant. He's my idol, really.
Well, and he's got, like, agricultural books. So, yeah, he's, like, either new somewhat or has taught himself agriculture so these people can stay alive and he can teach them. I mean, this guy's got, like, a well-oiled machine until he disappeared.
Yes.
And the fact that he has haunts, I assume, is also probably dead.
Yeah.
Aside from that, your search of this room doesn't produce any other clues or evidence.
Really? All right. Well, we got to get down to that hidden room.
Let's get you back down to that ground floor here, then.
If we need someone fast, I can just run in, and if it's bad, run it back out.
I'm fast.
I was saying, I sure as hell ain't Shira.
At least I think I'm faster than you guys.
I think he took fleet to get back up to get up to, are you up to 30 or?
Yeah.
I have 68 speed.
I have 69.
Okay, so you go in, pull the book, and run down the staircase. See what happens.
Yeah, give it a shot.
We're all going to stay outside of the room.
I'd do that.
So you're going to pull the lever, which is right here.
Pull the lever.
When you pull the lever, we're going to have to roll for initiative.
Can I not be? I'm going to be way back here.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I don't want to be anywhere near it. Sundricker could be near it, but I ain't going to be.
You guys let me know when you're paralyzed. If you don't respond, I'll assume it's such.
Okay, so the first thing that happens when the secret door to the basement opens, its defensive shove reaction. Essentially, this is going to be an identical manifestation from the last time. The very sharply dressed, handsome man clutching a wound at his side as the door opens shouts, "Tavia!" and puts his hand out forward as though he's pushing. And the first thing that happens is that there needs to be a fortitude save. It would be everybody in the room, and in this case, it's just Arius. So, Arius, give me that fortitude save.
Stay strong.
Hero point. Girl 2.
Do we remember? Did this one just push him back?
That is, like, the effect, yes. It's pushing you back. Even the success effect pushed you back 10 feet. Failure does 20, but nobody critically failed.
Nice.
Natural 20.
Hell fucking yeah.
Okay, all right. Arius is unmoved by the magical force of energy that lashes against your form.
What I was getting at was just maybe save it for the will save, because that's the more detrimental thing. But hey, you got a nat 20.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I mean, the critical failures, you like get knocked prone 20 feet back and you're slowed too. Like, yeah, that's rough. So then that means it does go first, and it continues to shout. And you know the drill. Give me a will save.
All right. And it's going to be another nat 20. Guaranteed. See? Nat 20.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 8 and got a 24.
24 fails.
I said you wanted my hero points.
All right, it takes 28 points of sonic damage.
Okay.
You are paralyzed for the round.
Okay.
If we circle around, the same thing's going to happen. Give me a will save.
29.
That is a success.
Hey.
You will not be paralyzed, but you will take half of this damage, half 21, sonic. Now, you may take your turn.
I run through the door. Do I see anything on the other side of the door?
Stairs leading down.
Nice.
But you run right through the spectral figure of the man. It doesn't even recognize you. It doesn't look at you. It doesn't acknowledge you in any way. And it's still facing the other direction, shouting. You can tell from this side, it's not going to affect you from this side. You don't think.
Poke my sword through it.
Wiggle it around. It just phases right through it. Nothing. Doesn't respond.
Hey, guys. I think I made it.
They can't hear you. The shouting's too loud.
So do we just, like, see Arius, like, standing on the other side of the doorway, like, talking to us, but we can't hear him?
Basically.
It's all you, bud. Solo mission.
But you can't see me poking my sword through him?
You can absolutely see that, yeah.
We can see it. Like, if you, like, wave to us, like, come on, or something.
Nah, I'm waving my sword through him, though.
That doesn't tell us anything. We swung our sword through him last time, too.
Tells you I'm safe over here. He's not paying attention to me at all.
Hey, who wants to go second?
I still hear screaming?
Yeah. Fuck it. This is an Arius mission now.
It's just...
Everybody backs away from the door, just like, you got this, buddy.
Yeah, it's all you, bro.
It's 35 feet to get to Arius. 40 to get past him. So it'd take me 2 actions. So, on my turn, I will attempt to run through.
Okay. And you are... After Arius, but before the flight haunt goes again, okay? You make it, Shara.
I suppose that makes sense. You just wait for the scream to go through, and then you run into the room and through. All right. Fine, I do that too.
from all the way from the dining room.
Yep. I mean, I've got enough speed to make that in easily one turn. It's not that far.
Is that everyone's plan, then?
I guess. I just saw it work for Shara, so I guess I'll do it, too.
Okay. Kix?
I was paralyzed and it took almost all my life last time. I don't want to do that.
Do you unmanifest Sundrinker?
Yeah, they're just guarding outside.
They're gardening?
Garden.
Do you have to be able to
exactly.
see Sundrinker to unmanifest him?
No. Nope. Just have to be within 100 feet.
Yeah, this would still technically count. It's not a very large estate. As long as it can pass through barriers.
Yeah. Barriers, nothing like that matters. It's just straight up distance.
Well then. Everybody would make it then.
I run so fast.
Everybody's like, go now! So.
We're all hanging out in the stairway.
Let me get the other map up. Who wants to troll all of our listeners who listen at 2x speed and talk really fast through the rest of this?
I can't talk fast.
I would say, if I could do that, maybe, but I can't talk real fast.
Like, this is honestly as fast as I can.
You're telling me you can't really just go, like, we can just talk really fast. Let's go through the things. Let's go. I can do it.
Round one. Kix, your turn. Go.
I watch everything in two. I watch it 5x sometimes.
They have a 5x?
I make my way down the stairs.
My fucking video player through my... I have a downloaded one. It goes up to 16.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
16's reserved for ads.
So once everybody gets to the other side of the spectral man who's pointing out, even once everybody's passed, he's still pointing out and shouting into the other room, Tobia! And nothing changes. And on this side, all of that shouting doesn't seem to be really doing anything. In fact, once you get beyond and in here, you hear chains clanking from below. Can I get perception checks from everyone?
Fucking, you know I've got the... I got eyes like an eagle, dude. Let's do this.
Eagle eyes?
This dude's chained up down here, isn't he?
Yes!
That's a solid...
Keith rolls low, guys.
17.
God damn it, Lucan.
Keith rolls low.
Well, we know who got the highest. What'd you get, Lucan?
28.
28? So you're getting down here and you're trying to listen down there. Look. You see that it's a flat stone floor, a couple of pieces of rubble debris. From the top of the stairs, you could see the edges of what looks to be a coffin, potentially. The back of here, down at the bottom. But something else raises your attention more than anything, and it's the... that's happening from deep in there. Not from one throat. From three, four...
Can't tell if I'm scared or turned on.
You have like a fear boner going on?
Do it one more time.
You want me to do it again? You want me to do it again?
Yeah. One more time, yeah. Yeah, nope. We're going to go with scared.
Yep. Okay. All right, all right.
This is too much like zombie dog. I go take a look. What the fuck do I see?
It looks like you stepped down the stairs. You see there are four humanoid creatures, and as you hit the bottom, they skitter back a little bit.
Stop
and they're staring
it.
At you. You can see their eyes darting back and forth.
What kind of trick do you want to have to know what the fuck these are?
You don't need one. These are vampire spawn.
Oh! Hello, little ones. How are you? Oh, still feral, I see. Probably haven't had anything to eat for quite a while, I suppose.
There's one in the back who isn't doing anything. Is kind of still looks... She has her hands up tight against her chest, clawed fingers, and is gasping and rasping as well. But she's not coming at you or growling at you like these other three are.
Hello back there. Do you have... any awareness? Anyway, we're not going to hurt you. We're friends-ish. Neutral at worst. I make my way into the room a little bit. Placating. It's okay. Everything's all right.
Let me give you a quick description of the room now that you're in here and you've got a good... You're down at the bottom. Everybody else is in the stairwell. Lucan's trying to be diplomatic here. This is very much a jarring contrast from what's upstairs. And there's cozy finery and everything in the estate above. But down here, it's just a single wide area of damp, unworked stone. There are metal grates that close off several shadowed alcoves around the room, but all the grates hang open. There are shackles and chains and other torture implements that dangle from the ceiling, and the rusty stains that cover the floor indicate that there has been metalwork down here for a long time, and a metallic smell lingers in the air. A singular mahogany and ebony coffin, inlaid with glittering garnets, rests along the northern wall. Ooh, its interior fancy. Seems to be lined with blue velvet.
Ooh, I like. Only I had a way to transport it.
The chains that dangle from the ceiling dangle so low that they brush your shoulders as you walk into the room.
Another fucking Kuthai? Or I guess the vampire god, whatever their name is, Zutha. It's pretty violent too. I make a diplomacy check with them to see if I can, like, calm them down and be like, hey, it's okay. I'll find you some blood. You're going to be all right.
Go ahead.
Ooh, gosh. I'll use my hero point on that. I rolled a 3, I got a 17.
Okay.
That's better, a 26.
A 26 is a failure.
Damn. All right. Do they look like they're going to attack?
They didn't.
Until
Shara walked downstairs.
I was just
as
about to say,
Shara
Kix,
walked
do
downstairs.
Not come in. Kix, do not come in.
Shara walks down the stairs out of curiosity, and the three vampire spawn that were just barely holding back lunged toward the scent of blood. Everyone roll for initiative.
It's tainted blood. Good luck.
So we've got initiative on the board, the inciting incident of Shara walking down the stairs and into the room in sight of the vampire spawn rogues here. Arius technically gets to act first, top of the order, round one, Arius.
I want to use my battle cry.
Oh, yeah, go nuts.
Like when this one like starts snarling at me and starts to charge or something, I will use it.
This one here?
Yeah, that's okay. When I can see the clearest.
Got it.
But I got a 20.
And a 20 is a failure.
So, nothing happens.
Okay. Then that's just your... Oh, battle cry, free action.
Yeah, free action. It is technically my demoralize, so he is immune to my demoralize for 10 minutes, but I don't generally use that during combat.
Got it. All right. Arius, Shara's being attacked right in front of you. You can't see the attacker, but it's your turn.
I walked down the stairs and walked into the room for my first action. And I start swinging.
So I start swinging.
So first action move, second and third actions. I will do my... Second and third actions, I'll do my intimidating strike.
I'm walking in and just smacking one of these rogues.
31 to hit.
31 hits. It's got a success, so there's frightened one, right?
He is frightened one, and I deal 19 damage.
19, all right. He takes 14 of that 19 damage. As you feel his tough skin to cut through, but you do end up managing getting through that resistance and slice through the meat of this, honestly, this emaciated vampire.
Nah, I stabbed him.
Oh, okay, right. Anyways, he's frightened one, no?
Yeah, he's frightened one.
All right. Then after Arius, that takes us over to not that vampire, the one that Arius just attacked, but the one that's behind a little further back in the room. They use their first action to run around.
Attack of opportunity.
Yeah, they absolutely run right past you, heedless of the danger, to get to Shara.
29 did.
29 hits.
Piercing at the damage this time.
Piercing? Okay.
Yep. 18 damage.
It still does not take all of that damage.
Good to know.
All right, then for its second and third action, the vampire who just charged up to Shara will make a claw attack. Get a 23 to hit.
No.
Well, it's ravenous. It's going to try again. 28 to hit.
No, sorry.
All right. Well, that's its turn.
29 AC without my shield raised.
I can't believe that didn't hit. Rolled an 18 on that die. I mean, second attack, but still. Lucan, it's your turn.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, you're muted, so I can't hear whatever you're saying, but I saw what you posted.
I honestly wasn't saying anything. I was kind of letting my actions speak for themselves.
I mean, yeah.
Which is, I'm placing a 20-foot burst for a fireball.
In the middle of nowhere?
Right there. Right there. It's hitting these two.
Just hit all of them.
I'm not hitting Arius, unless you think I should.
That's fine. Hit all of them.
You're fine?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. We're hitting everything then.
You can hit all four of them and only hit me. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I can hit all of them and Arius and not myself. Ha ha! Reflex saves, bitches!
All right.
Jeez, you just hit the nice one too? Or the one that the less?
They're vampire spawn. They're feral. I don't want to have to feed them. You're rolling a 20, you motherfucker.
Rolling that 20.
Should still be one more.
There we go.
There we go.
We've got two failures, one success, and one critical success.
Well, that's 27 total damage, so I guess it'll be 13 to those that succeed, none to the critical success.
All right, got it all down. So the fireball explodes throughout this just bare basement, and scorch marks cover the walls now. And most of them take damage, and they're screeching and, you know, convulsing, but still lurching toward Shara.
I guess I still have one action left, don't I?
You do.
Didn't really even think about it.
Well, without Sundrinker down here, yeah, what do you do with it?
Yeah, I got nothing to really do with it except where I can run away. Yeah, I will go back up the stairs.
Oh, Jesus, Lucan. Okay.
Done.
All right, then after Lucan, that takes us over to Shara. Shara, you've got one that's just using every ounce of it, the power that it has in it, to get to your neck, and it's clawing at you to get past your defenses. It just can't.
Okay, going to start off with a Dread Martial Stance check. I barely succeed. I don't know why I can't roll very well on those, but whatever. But I succeeded, so that'll turn on. Let's see, I will 5-foot step next to Arius, and I will raise my shield. That is my turn.
All right, then after Shara, that takes us over to one of the other vampire spawn. This one, you just 5-foot stepped into its reach. It's going to start slashing feverishly at you. First attack, 29 to hit. Jeez.
Because I raised my shield, 29 misses.
Rolled a 15 on the die with its first attack. 28 misses. And then that one. Misses all of it. Cannot connect.
These guys are going to be so pissed.
It takes us over to Kix. Kix, do you do anything?
Yeah. I'd also just like to... Well, how do you guys interpret this? Is this... Your first turn of an encounter begins, and you can see. So that had to be... Like, just during my first turn, or did it have to be at the start of my turn?
That you can see what?
A creature.
Oh, what ability?
I mean, I guess I can't... I recognize threat.
Oh, okay. The trigger is your first turn of an encounter. Yeah, your turn is identified by when you come up in initiative, so that is right now. Yes, that trigger is...
No, my argument is, can I move, and then it's still my first turn, so I get a free one, or would it be literally at the start?
Oh, no, it's at the
because
start
it says
turn.
When the first turn of an encounter begins, okay. When your first turn begins, so you can only trigger it at the very beginning.
Okay, well, can I see this guy?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay. All right. I'm going to do a check on him. I want to know all about him.
Recognize threat? Is this a free action?
Yeah.
You bastard. Where'd you get this?
When did I get it?
Where? Well, yeah, like, what? This is a level 8,
It's
right?
Level 8. Yeah. I told you all about it, and you were like, that sounds neat. Maybe I'll actually do knowledge checks now. And I was like, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you get a free recall knowledge. Yeah, that's legit.
No, it's just 26, though.
You got a 26? That is a success.
What do I know about this
These are vampire spawns.
Wolverine-looking thing.
There's a few different things that we can do here. Vampires, these spawns come from living creatures that have died from vampires feeding on them.
Oh, so they're not vampires, or they are vampires?
They are. Certain types of vampires' victims arise again, as vampire spawn. They are also still vampires, yes. Just lesser vampires. You get two pieces of info with a success.
I don't know if I really even care. We're just going to kill them, but a weakness.
Weaknesses? They have typical vampire weaknesses, which is one of the most specific weakness listings in the game, guaranteed. But it's like all of your standard, like, you know, garlic, wooden stakes, etc., etc. Vampires are strange creatures of strange and unknowable compulsions. A typical vampire can't voluntarily cross running water unless it's transported there. It can't voluntarily come within 10 feet of brandished garlic or brandished religious symbol of a non-evil deity. A wooden stake driven through a vampire's heart drops the vampire to 0 HP and prevents it from healing. And weak to sunlight. All of those things. Which you're actually very familiar with because of Lucan.
Yeah, that's why I said I probably don't even care. I'm going to... Yeah, let's just target this guy with the telekinetic. And I'm going to choose sunlight as my projectile damage. We'll just do slashing. I'm sure I'll find a jagged rock on the ground here.
Oh, absolutely. Easily done.
28?
28 hits.
Bam! You see that rock? That's a slashing rock. 16 damage.
16 damage. It doesn't take all of it, but...
And then, you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to give Arius a option to swing or strike or trip.
I already used my reaction.
You already used your... Who's up next?
Shara hasn't.
And there's only... Well, there's three guys before. Well, your reaction is to, like, help yourself, right? When you get hit?
It's usually to reduce damage, yeah.
Do you want it? Otherwise, I'll just...
I don't really do enough damage to make it worth attacking.
Okay. Well, let's, do I...
What if... Oh, we don't have Sun Drinker. Never mind.
Yeah.
I will grant you Shara guidance, and then that'll be my turn.
Oh, okay.
Then after kicks, after Shara walked down the stairs, the one vampire that's standing in the back, she's different from the others. She's not quite... She doesn't seem quite as, like, ravenous. She also exudes...
Sire.
Like, she's much more put together as well. She doesn't look quite as emaciated. And she's wearing a dress. She's young. Or at least she looks young. She looks maybe 18, 19 years old. But when Shara got close, she can't hold it in anymore. She lunges at Shara. First action, 15 feet to move across the way. Second action... She makes a strike with a claw and gets a 30 to hit.
30 misses.
Jeez. Dude.
So glad I raised that shield.
Holy crap.
I almost didn't.
I just can't hit you. 24. I can't do it. I feel like this is now just becoming much more common. That's their turn. That takes us over to the vampire spawn who's frightened. Works their way around Arius. They go around Arius the long way. To get to Shara.
Interesting.
He makes a single claw attack. Gets an 18 to hit.
No.
Okay, that's just obviously going to miss. With its final action, it turns to the left a little bit. Looks up the stairs. Its third action, it seeks. And it sees kicks behind Lucan. It doesn't have any actions left to act on it, but it's now staring at kicks. Top of round two, Arius, it's your turn.
Arius will move around to get into flanking with one of the enemies, with Shara, and go ahead and take a swing. Second and third actions are merited to do a power attack.
Power attack?
Get a 30 to hit.
That, because of the flanking, is a critical hit.
Would have even hit Shara.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's so many dice.
6d12.
They're all so low. Oh my, there's 2 7s, a 6, a 4, a 2. Like, the highest dice were 7s on D12.
You got a 9.
Was there a 9? I missed the 9.
There's a 9.
43 damage.
43? You eviscerate this fool.
Good, because he was the one that went right after me, so fuck him.
Yeah, it would have been that vampire's turn after Arius, but not today. Lucan, it's your turn.
All right, well...
You did see that one that is now lined up with the stairwell clearly notice Kicks behind you.
Drink his blood!
And you're standing right in between the two of them.
I don't want to... Yeah, I'm not going to be.
Ooh, dude, flex on him and drink my blood.
This one's mine. That's it.
It's weird, does that might actually work?
Oh, that's good shit. Spencer, take a hero point.
Nice.
I'm getting you out tonight.
Yeah, no, I just look at him. We want to take him down.
You know what? I'm gonna give Ted a hero point too for just so obvious, like biting on my obvious bait. I loved it. I had to tell the story through the haunts, so thanks. Those are my 2 hero points for the night.
I bitched and moaned the entire like process.
I know. But you still did it. You still bit on the bait.
Alright, I'll take it. Thank you.
Basic reflex save from that vampire spawn, please.
Okay.
Lightning bolt.
Casting a third level lightning bolt on a single creature? I love this.
Sure am.
Fuck yeah. All right, let's see what he gets. Oh, rolls a 15 on it, gets a 28.
It's a success.
Damn.
37 damage, though. He'll take half of that.
Very good on 4d12. That is enough to finish it off. The lightning courses through its body and then hits the wall behind it, smoldering through its chest, leaving a hole in its wake.
I've got you, Kicks. I wouldn't let them hurt my friend.
Nice.
And then with my final action, protect companion on Kicks. Doesn't work that way. yeah. I've got nothing.
Juvenile companion.
Juvenile companion. I turned Kicks into a child.
Been an entire adventure, and I still don't like hearing it.
I never even got to use it, you fucking savage.
I know. I'm a terrible person.
I just wanted to carry Turtle into the underworld.
Do you ever think that maybe I did it just kidding. So I wouldn't have to hear you say it again?
You're like, yeah, we can't have that spell going through.
You gotta kill it. All right. Well, after Lucan valiantly defends Kix's life, Shara, you're just kind of standing there. For me, I picture Shara just like standing there with her shield up and just the sound of nails on metal clang, 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 clang over and over, and she's just standing there.
Yeah. I mean, she's not like, she has no dex. She's not dodging out of the way. She's just standing there and they can't hit her.
Well, they can get her. They can't get through that armor.
Yeah. But like, yeah, they can't hit her physically, like hurt her.
Right.
But seeing that this one to the south west is pretty badly injured, I will take a swing at that one. Get a 26 to hit.
26 hits.
Nice, dude.
Roll snake eyes, so 10 damage.
10 damage. Ouch. It doesn't take all of it.
Alright, we'll roll attack it a second time. Get a nat 1. Yep, we're gonna raise our shield now and just call it a
Call it a day.
But at the moment, I'm actually doing what this character has been designed to do. That's just tank shit.
Just take hits. All right, so that takes us over to the last living lower vampire spawn. And they do what they've been doing. Relentlessly attack Shara, regardless of whether or not they can actually hit. Zaya roll a 16 on the die and got a 30...
Still misses.
Yeah, see? Damn. A 19 on the die for a 29. Yeah. God, I'm rolling really well.
I'm rolling really well.
Lucan would have been dead 5 times over.
Holy shit.
what was it, like a 16, a 19, and another 16?
Yep.
Literally every single thing you've thrown at Cheryl would have hit Lucan.
Yeah, and everything I've rolled has been above 15. Now, I know these monsters are not, you know, equal to your level, but still. Ugh. Anyways, well, that's its turn. It feebly flaps at Shara, who knocks it aside with no issue.
Feebly Kicks. Flaps.
Basically.
Kicks!
Kicks, it's your turn. You don't see any, well, moving vampires.
All right. I'm going to unleash Psyche, recall teachings, amped message on Shara.
Get another chance, Shara.
Activate. That's and I'm so going to aid, I'm going to assist you in this.
Oh. So you're going to trigger recall the teachings shit. Right away on the message. Got it.
Yeah. And I think my cooperative nature is higher now.
Are you kidding me?
That's still just four.
Just four.
So here's a check, and I'm now a master. So you get a plus three to your hit.
Woo.
I assume that's a critical succeed. A
38 is
rules.
A critical success, yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn. So now I can... You're just allowing
I'm giving
a
you
strike.
A strike at plus three. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, okay.
You for two actions, you gave Shara an attack... At a plus three.
I'm about to give Arius one too. So you just wait.
Sorry, what?
No, Shara,
I'm going to use my hero point.
Not that one.
That's two nat ones in a row.
Literally everything going in your favor.
I get a 30 to hit.
Which one are you attacking?
Oh, I meant to attack the one to
the
south.
I figured the near-death guy, right?
Yeah, the near-death guy. I must have changed it to the other one on accident.
A 30 is a critical hit.
Hot damn.
I see two P's on there. That's 35 damage.
35.
Some PP damage.
He takes eight.
He needed eight.
Had eight hit points left. You just rip this thing with your comma.
And then I'll do another amp message on Arius.
Yay. I take a swing.
That was all three of your focus points, wasn't it?
The leader person.
Recall knowledge. Recall teaching is not a focus point.
Oh, nice.
I just have to be unleashed to do it.
Gotcha.
I roll a natural one.
No! Oh,
hey,
no.
I gave you a hero point.
I use that hero point I got.
Okay.
I roll a natural 20.
You mean I rolled a natural 20. I did so much damage in my own turn.
Look at how much damage you've done, Kicks.
Damage.
Look at how much damage I've done. This is the whole reason I built this guy. I don't plan on doing it. I'm a pacifist, all right?
You don't do anything. Yeah, because of your critical hit that and your critical specialization that drops the flat-footed on her, she takes not all of that damage... No, I take that back. She takes all of that damage.
Was it exactly?
Is it exactly her hit points?
Apparently.
Apparently.
After the fireball, as soon as Arius cuts her down, her form dissipates to mist and flows into the black coffin in the room.
Is she a vampire, not a vampire spawn?
We are now out of initiative.
It's becoming more and more clear that Iron Tavia killed this benefactor vampire guy, and apparently just left his vampire spawn and village to rot. I guess it's ours now, right? But what else will we have to fight through to claim it? Find out next time as we continue Blood Lords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.